Alright, alright, alrighty. How are you? I bet not half as hot because it rained over the weekend. I mean, was it just in my area that
it drizzled?
That thing you called a drizzle?
Mm-hmm.
It drizzled in your area?
Yes.
My own was rain.
No,
it fell.
No, it was just...
Sprinkles?
Yes, sprinkles.
Ah.
Yeah,
it sprinkled. Area. What happened in your area? Was it drizzle, sprinkle, or heavy rain? Mine wasn't heavy, but it rained. It sprinkled in Sahel's area.
Yeah, so
and then we live in the same hood, the same area code.
Yeah, so I'm like, so I'm surprised when you said it rained. Because when I came out, I'm like, okay, this is just a way to tell me you have to wash this guy again. What is this? If you want to fall, fall. What is all this sprinkle? And my car was not looking like polka dot.
I kind of like, when I came out and I saw the polka dot, I said, well, we'll cruise with this for you. For a bit. But it's all good. Though I don't know about you, but I felt it was a little warm today. And I thought it was going to be a lot cooler. And maybe I'm the only person complaining about it. But a lot better than it was last week and 2 weeks back. The temperature has kind of dropped a little. It was scorching hot a few weeks back and a few days back. But it feels good to have it milder now. So I trust that you're having a great start to the week. Marvelous. Which other adjective would I use to describe this Monday? Definitely not a manic Monday. So, thank you for staying with 95.1 Nigeria Info and all the incredible talks and conversation we've had from the start of the show to this very moment. And yours truly, Kimberly, the Oracle, and Sahel, the billionaire, will be taking you all the way to 7 p.m. on the show today. Unfortunately, we'll not be starting the first hour with a guest because our guest had to take a quick trip out of town and telephone will not cut it, given this, well, he'll be on transit.
I mean, and I agree, telephone will not cut it. It's not because it's not even funny, being on transit. If there's one time you don't want to travel, is this period. The fare are so high. The airport
and the
is
schedule,
almost the
not
schedule,
predictable.
Yes, not, you can't predict. You can't say, oh, the flight is going to move by 6. Anything can happen. In fact, as we speak right now, there's a particular airline, the tomorrow completely none of their plane is going anywhere.
Oh really?
Yeah.
They put out a notice to that effect.
They did not. Oh, if you go
so
on
how?
The site, you just see sold out. Who did you sell out to for the entire time schedule?
No, but people are flying, you know. Don't take that one for granted.
No,
because it's all sold out.
No,
you'd be surprised
if you see the amount of that sold out is not not children's amount. Sold out. Five trip time. Like in the morning, two at noon. No, two in the afternoon, then three at, I think by 8 or something.
Yeah.
And everything is sold out. I mean, it's as good as just saying no flight.
If it's to Lagos, people, they work out. That's all I can say. But it's possible. Sometimes it happens that way and then it raises a flag that perhaps they're not intending to move or something. So I won't completely discard that. But then, sold out or not, we move one way or the other. And we're going to just move ahead with the show, the roundtable. We've got you. We've got you as our analyst. So we'll get through to the stories immediately and then get your opinion on it. ASUU has extended their strike by 8 weeks. Is this good or not so good? We're going to find out from you in a bit. The Academic Staff Union of Universities extended its ongoing strike by 8 weeks as the federal government has failed to satisfactorily address all the issues raised in the 2020 FG ASU Memorandum of Action within the 4 weeks warning strike. And the president of the union, Emmanuel Osodeke, made this known in a statement made available to the media. He noted that the National Executive Council, during their meeting on Sunday, concluded that it would give the federal government 8 weeks to address all the issues in concrete terms so that students would resume. The statement, meaning 2 more months of this strike before students even think about resuming, and all of this is dependent on how the federal government meets the agreement in concrete terms. By concrete terms, what exactly are they saying? They're saying that the government would have to meet the memorandum of action agreed in 2020. Now, the government is saying we would not agree to anything on that. the minister repeatedly talk about setting agreement met under duress, and they are not going to succumb to that this time around. Recall how we just couldn't stop talking about Nan meeting with the Minister of Education and all of the talks about not having faith in the government in their negotiations, enough for the minister to tell the Nan's representative that, well, the only thing I've heard you say is that students should be carried along in the negotiation process, but every other thing sounds like, you know, bow the dash, and they walked away. So that was like one of the high points of it all. And here we are, extended by 8 weeks. It means those who were preparing to resume school would have to stay back at home for the next 2 months while this goes on. Now, it feels like a Mexican face-off. Like nobody's backing out, and what the wiggle room is, one isn't sure. But I know a lot of people who seem to be tired of the strike and not so much on the side of ASUU when it comes to this. Because the thing with strike is, the minute you get to the round table, you have a conversation, you have an agreement, and then you call off the strike, and a few months later, you're going back on the street or back on strike. People stay, it's tiring, even for the spectators like us and the students who are causing the crosshairs of it. Not to call off the people who are the main elephant talking, slugging it out on the ground. So at this point, it's left for us to see what happens. Parents, students, journalists, trade unions, civil society organizations, and the likes, in which they talked about Friends of Germany National Development to expediently resolve the crisis with government. This position is allowed to fester. The statement said that NEC acknowledged the intervention effort in various ways by Patriots, Friends and Germany National Development, which includes the media, students, the parents. People have tried to intervene in different ways, but unfortunately, a resolution not on the table just yet. Hopefully we'll get to speak with the ASUU chairman.
I remember the Oracle when we started this conversation, and when ASUU started the back and forth with the federal government, we also tried to reach out to the president of ASUU, but I mean, at the time he wouldn't pick his call, and he wouldn't even reply his messages. But then again, just like you said, there are things that should just happen once and for all. Because if you are coming back to it, if ASUU does not get this thing done now, trust me, if they go back to the classroom and later to come out to say, oh, we are going on a warning strike, we might be the one have to call in them to some point of order that might not be so palatable to them. So because you have kept students waiting, you have kept parents waiting, you have kept your school waiting, you have kept a lot of things waiting, even the economy of a lot of states, a lot of local governments in the states where those universities are situated are benefiting from the fact that students are in that place. The economy
is vibrant.
Yes. So it's not a joke, and ASUU should not take it as a joke, because a lot of stakeholders are involved. What they are fighting for, is it can it be justified? Of course it is justified. But when you now cut it and revisit, I don't think that's fair on anybody, as it is, whether the students, whether even we the spectators, whether the federal government, whether ASUU itself, whether students themselves, to everybody. I don't think it's at this point fair. But if ASUU needs to take this time to get it right once and for all, then let's get it right.
But nobody actually is talking about the students here and the price that you have to pay. 9 months was lost. I can't recall an apology to people whose 9 months were suspended. Literally, you can't get a job. You can't do much. You're just there waiting and hoping, because nobody gave any circular saying you're going to be out of school for 9 months. So get busy. So there's very little you can be engaged in that 9 months. And I don't think at this point in time it's even fair on the part of the government and the part of ASUU that no one is considering students. Some people say it's not as if they come out of school, they'll get a job, but let them get out of school and do something with themselves. But to waste a session over this, and then you're coming back, you're telling me that the memorandum of understanding was exactly where you stopped, or commitments were made and not fully, and then you want to go back on the strike because negotiation table is not cutting it at this point. Seems very, almost a tad insensitive at this point. And this is not pitching the blame just with ASUU. I see the federal government acting quite irresponsible in dealing with this issue. It has lingered for so long to the point where you start to wonder, federal government, where is your priority? Is education a part of it? If it is, then have concrete resolutions come out of this.
Very, very true. I don't agree less the Oracle. I don't agree less because, I mean, again, the Oracle, you raise a very valid point. The students, where are they in the chain of command for this whole...
Well, that's why Nan had to go speak to the minister. It was a little militant in the approach, you know, for the minister to be stunned.
Yeah.
No way you're used to rank at it. Yeah, people are talking to you anyhow.
They're talking to you like head on, like... But then again, I mean, the nuns were coming from the place of their own pain.
Yeah.
Everybody came to the table with their own pain. Asu came to the table with their own pain. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's only just right that, because whether Asu likes it or not, if there's no student in your school, what are you Asu for? What are you a lecturer for if there's no student in your school? So the priority should move hand in hand with the people who are concerned, which are the students, which are the great part of why ASU is saying, you know, we should be paid well, we handle some of these students, we educate them and all that. But then again, I mean, everybody came to that table with their own part of the pain. The students who also came with their representative with their own part of the pain. Mm-hmm. Even though some people are saying, oh, that was not so sensitive, that, I mean, you should have spoken from this point. No, students who had to speak from their own pain point, that it could just be that because a lot of you don't have your children in some of this school, just maybe that's what is making the whole thing linger,
drag
for so long. If you have your children in those schools, maybe we'll see much kind of proactive measures being taken. But again, that's not cast in stone. Some of them have their children in those schools. Most of them don't have.
Yeah. Well, we'll get your take on it. Let's get your opinion. ASU extends the strike by 8 weeks. That's 2 more months. What do you make of it? Where do you stand in this feud, well, going on between ASU and the federal government of Nigeria? Let's move on. Talking about feud, it intensified within the PDP. And this time around is Wike asking, who is your father? I don't know how to interpret that because...
Who's your daddy? Daddy looks posh. Who's your father? Like, who born you?
Like, yeah.
Hey!
Politics is intense in this country.
It is. I mean, and why I was laughing is because, I mean... people like Majid saw this coming last week. I mean, he was talking about the issue about cross-carpeting or cross-flying or flying to another party. I mean, you can see it playing out in the PDP. And these signs that are just beginning to brew in the PDP as it concerns Edo and the executive governor of Rivers State, it looks like very soon we'll be seeing a reversal in Edo State. Just maybe we'll be seeing the governor exit and say, you know what, my former party cannot treat me this way. I'd rather go back to the devil I know than this angel that I don't seem to know
anymore.
Well,
I don't see an angel in either just at the moment. So it looks like, you know, 6½ dozen, two sides of the same coin at this point in time. Governor Obaseki, governor of Edo State, has advised his counterpart in Rivers, Yusuf Wike, to show respect to party members. Obaseki and Wike are both governors on the platform of the People's Democratic Party. The Edo governor was reacting to Wike's comment on his deputy, Philip Shuaibu. Now, while speaking at an event in Port Harcourt on Saturday, Wike tongued Shuaibu for daring to threaten the PDP on television. Shuaibu had appeared on a Channel's TV program where he said he and Obaseki may leave the PDP if the party continues to treat them as outcasts. The comment did not sit well with Wike, who said the PDP gave Obaseki and Shuaibu the party's ticket when they were denied the same by the APC during the 2020 state election. Wike said he has written to the leadership of the party at the national level to discipline the deputy for that comment, insinuating that they were going to leave the party. Like, how dare you? You came in here when you were having so much issues with your parties. We gave you the ticket on a platter. Denied certain people, remember, when court because someone felt denied and disenfranchised at that point in time. How dare you talk about going back to where you came from?
But I also remember that truly true to Wicked, I mean, every other person in the PDP appeared in Edo State during the campaigns. I mean, for Obaseki and Shuaibu, you know, for their tickets. Like, you know what, we're with you. When you leave the big boys, we're still here as big boys in our own territory. So we'll show you that we're with you. But unfortunately...
But you know, this further buttress that point that a lot of people are trying to make about cross-carpeting is getting to a ridiculous level where it feels like you're going to go back, you're going to go where? I don't see Obaseki and Shuaibu going to a party that is outside this binary we're dealing with of PDP and APC. So going back is going back to this. So we're having the same crop of people, you know, just filter themselves into this party is an even mix at the point, and given the fact that they do not have distinct ideology, that you can't recognize one party from another in terms of their leadership style, governance style, and all of that. There's no distinct difference between the APC and the PDP. So if you're throwing these two parties, you're giving Nigerians one choice at this point in time. If it's convenient for you to say, I'm coming here and I would go. But then on the flip side also, certain people have held the party so strong, like they own it. We've heard governors saying to Wike, you don't treat the party like it's your personal property.
Mm.
You do not own the judiciary. I mean, these are very statements that you pay attention to. See, how much influence does the man Wike have in that party? I mean, some years back, it was Fayose. He was more of the vocal spokesman.
Yeah.
I don't know how much power he wielded, but when it comes to being in the media and talking repeatedly, he was there. But where is he now? Wike is the strong man and the face, per se, for the PDP. Talking tough, huffing and puffing, but it can make few people uncomfortable.
Yeah, it can.
If you continue in that trajectory, because he doesn't really own the party.
Yeah, but then again, the Oracle, when you look at this thing carefully, I mean, the party is also thinking about holding the center seat come 2023. So it's more like, you know what, nobody should tamper with our structure. Nobody should tamper with our relationship. This is our goal for 2023. So if one person has to stand to keep reminding others that this is where we're going 2023, just maybe Wike is that person who is the catalyst to all these things to say, you know what, this is the amount of airflow that this party should take. This air, we reject. We resist this particular air and the like. So, yeah, just maybe Wike is on the side of protecting this party. And don't forget that it looks like, yeah, they're the only opposition party as it is now. Remember when APC was also on that side? But a lot of people, anyway, were also talking. So,
well, let's hear your thoughts on this. Ael and I have looked at different aspects of it. PDP, not your personal property, basically replies Wike, so stop appropriating it to yourself. Wike speaks as if he has judiciary in his armpit, says Ebonyi State Governor, or reacting to to that. I mean, at one point we were just thinking, well, might play a bit of, maybe we should.
He also said this as one of the leaders of our party. You know, this is the thing I'm talking about, impunity. See, in our party, I was in my face when I was reading and watching what a deputy governor ranting in the media. A deputy governor threatening the party that the alternative to be. This is the same deputy governor that they were kneeling down to beg for us to give them umbrella. Today, I have the F country to threaten PDP. Such a shame. These are the same people. When they were denied ticket under APC, they were only helter-skelter, begging everybody to give them umbrella. I will give them umbrella. We went and measured the fact that they won that election. Today, that deputy governor will be ranting, a deputy governor. Who come out on television to tell PDP authorities. I have written to the national chairman of the party. If they don't consider this very committee against the deputy governor, I will invoke the section for the party and I will make sure they must discipline the deputy governor. He said, and he lost his election at local government, who were they? He lost. And he will come out on television to threaten the party, the alternative. Look at the deputy governor.
I don't know which one Angie got him more angry, if it was the fact that Shoyo was a deputy governor, or that he was on TV, or that he gave an alternative at this point in time.
No, the way he kept saying a deputy governor.
He said it in a condescending manner. Yeah, like it wasn't even the governor that said it.
Like a deputy.
Like, who are you?
Who,
and stuff like that.
Who know you? Who are you?
Yeah, maybe that's why he brought the father. Does he even have a right to be this angry? I mean, I read a lot of back and forth between people for like, oh, he should speak that way. He should. He's well within his right. Sometimes you're angry, and then some people like it.
No.
On court because
the Oracle, you should be angry when rain is falling and you give someone an umbrella. And after the rain, the person just threw back your umbrella at you.
Well, it tells you something about politicians generally. You know, it's about self-interest, not about service. And any platform that will give you the opportunity to express that interest is where you head to. At this point in time. So let's listen to Shuaibu's comment that triggered the the deputy governor of Edo State, I beg your pardon, has come in to trigger the River State governor. But that's after the calls start coming in. Let's get to hear from you. 0700-951-0000. We've looked at two important stories, one more to come. But we're going to open up the phone line so we don't just keep the dialogue within the studio. Let's make it a conversation. Let's hear your take. Hello?
I'm quiet. I don't know for...
Hello?
Hello? Okay.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, this is Engineer Sarame.
Engineer Sarame, go ahead. We're listening.
Yeah. If you follow the scene from the homestead, the wicket is even far, far right. The deputy governor, was the other... PDP told Obaseki not to pick him at the first time. If he wants to collect the ticket of the PDP, that they will have to give him their own person. Because you cannot be bringing in your deputy from APC, then you want to come and take everything. He pleaded with PDP to collect, to allow him to fly with Shaibu. Fine. Then after flying with Shaibu, you won the election. You retain your SSG, you retain your chief of staff. These are people you came in with from APC. That's why they have been having a problem in PDP in those states. They will not get the commissioner. Because almost everything you are shifting it back to APC people you came up with. Then the PDP is not giving you a headache that it's not done that way. Instead of you to lobby them to play the politics, Shaibu is coming to the television, national television, to warn the governor that they are not being accepted. What kind of politics is that one? Do that they throw away from PDP, the APC, the PDP bring you in. Instead of you to keep quiet and manage with your governor, how you will build the party with your governor in the state, you are coming to the national television.
All right.
I support Wiki.
All right, thank you very, very much. Guys, it's 1 minute so that we get other people talking. But I see that the national television angered a lot of people beyond Wiki. Hello. Yes, sir. You're welcome to the round table.
My name is Mala Aruna. I'm calling from Kubwa.
Mala Aruna, let's talk.
I full support SUK. Because when Oshimole, Yibishab brother denied the ticket, I could remember when Obaseki run up and down, go here, come here, and beg the leadership of the PDP. They should give them tickets to run for second term. I'm going to last call I said, of course, PDP in Edo State tell the Obaseki to drop Phil Shaibu and pick the original PDP from Edo as a running mate. And after a meeting with Kenny and Ko and Achiku, they agree with him and take Phil Shaibu. I want to advise Phil Shaibu because the guy wanted to run myself after Obaseki, but this last is a
all right.
You have after some rest, you come and get the governor. You got if God rest, I hope that you become governor of the state.
All
but
right.
But the guy is, I do know, do this, do that, talk to the talk of this.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll have to let you go. Hello.
Hello, the Oracle.
You're welcome to the show, sir. Good afternoon.
And the Pilonia.
He's listening, go ahead.
At the greeter, I'm telling you at the greeter, my name is Selassie.
Go ahead, Selassie.
Honestly, I wasn't happy with the reaction of Wike, the way he was in kind of calling a deputy governor. A deputy governor, as if they are not human beings. As if they are not, it's not part of them. So that shows that they don't even have respect for deputy governor. This is, he is there as a father. Even if Phillip Shaibu, I watched the interview of Phillip Shaibu and I saw, I hear what he was in kind of saying, he was in kind of complaining that if they are not being carried alone. So what if Wike should have done? He shouldn't have come to this on national television in kind of acting the deputy governor, who is his father? No! That's how they do. At least Phillip Shaibu do have supporters. I think they should have settled this thing amicably, not to be coming and say a deputy governor. A deputy governor, as if a deputy governor doesn't have a thing. No, it shouldn't be so. As a father, that's why if you're angry, you don't have to react when you're angry. Thank you.
All right. Thank- thank you very much for that. Let's get to hear another caller quickly, and then we'll listen to the Deputy Governor of Ogun State talk. Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Kedi.
Welcome, Kedi. Let's talk.
First of all, about ASUU. ASUU and government, I think what they have been signing is not memorandum of understanding. It's memorandum of misunderstanding. That is what I get to understand, because which kind of problem they never finish. But ASUU should continue. Now, the Wiki and Shuaibu. Frankly speaking, I don't expect Shuaibu to come on air and talk the way he talks. If there is a problem, the governor is there. The governor should be the one representing or presenting their case. And when you say they are not carried along, we got lost. How are you not carried along? You came. Everybody that was on ground packages and give you away. And you say you are not carried along. And so we can actually, I think he overreacted. Because this is an official issue, calling somebody's father, who is their father, I think it's uncalled for. But I didn't like the way Shuaibu was talking. You don't talk that. Giving people condition. When you come, they give you umbrella. And you find yourself, today, it's wrong.
Thank you,
and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Katie, for your perspective. Hello, let's get more reactions.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're welcome.
Good evening, Ellis, good evening.
Good evening.
The Deputy Governor, this is S.K. Collins. The Deputy Governor. It was really exhausting. I was actually listening to the reply, and I felt it was really, PDP as a party was exhausted by the comment and the Trinity Department, by the way the Governor of the Rivers was responding, the Deputy Governor.
All right, sir. Thank you very, very much. Unfortunately, the audio cannot play back, but once we have that sorted out, we will play just a bit of the interview that triggered the Rivers State Governor.
Hello. Good afternoon, Tim.
Welcome to the roundtable, sir.
The billionaire. Good afternoon. My name is Emmanuel. I'm from Mandalay.
We're listening, so go ahead.
No, in the queue in police station, that's where I'm listening to the program from.
Ah, sorry about
very
that.
Long queue. Okay, my reaction to what Wike said to the Deputy Governor of the district, I wouldn't say that it's right. The assertion was not too good. But the other way around, I was expecting that Shuaibu would have consulted the leadership of the party. They will have a closed-door meeting. I know that I have been complaining. But come to think of it, Kim, if in Edo State you won election, I know how you won that election, that you were rejected in APC, you came to PDP, you are made the governor, you took your deputy governor, collected the SSG, also had your chief of staff. These are the key positions in the state.
All right, sir.
Other, like commissioners and so on and so forth, is nothing to write home about. So I wasn't expecting that that assertion from the deputy governor.
All right, sir.
My take is that they should go and resolve their issues.
All right, thank you very much. Let's hear a few more thoughts. Hello?
Hello, Christy.
Yes.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
He's listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, for His Excellency, the Executive Governor of Rivers, that is Wike, I think he overreacted absolutely. I think the issue is supposed to settle amicably. Absolutely. I think he overreacted. So, they have to, PDP, absolutely, they have to peace their house in order, because the way they are just giving themselves, it's a long time.
Hold on. All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate Igambo. Hello. You're welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, it's Mama on the line.
Hey, Mama. We're listening. Let's talk.
Yeah, Kim, I think there is this adage that says that when a man is dancing in the very class in public, you should mind his dances. Otherwise, if you dance too much, the man that buried you in the club may want to take his clothes in public. But when you also now go to the public and start abusing the man that buried you in the club, there is no alternative than to look to the public so that you are just in the club. I think the deputy governor of opening his mouth so wild, and we can being a sort of guard slash DDP in the defense time. What he did was what is supposed to be done. Or else, before you know it, the deputy governor, along with the group, again, will get back to where they are coming from. So I think we can was right in what he did by telling the guy truly that you are dancing with the Donald Trump. That's just my take on their issue. They say, I know, even as we are talking that they are already resolving their matter out there. That's what politicians in Nigeria do.
All right.
They put on some talk show and then go back and drink their champagne out there.
Well, I'm glad you're getting the whole concept of this. I recall a conversation I had between two people. They were, you know, challenging each other, arguing and debating certain things on party line. And I had to tell one of them, I hope you know these people are not enemies. The fact that they're in different parties, yeah? And the way they go from one party to the other makes you even clearer that they are chummy and the things are even chummier between them than you think. So you don't want to fight on that. There's strictly no ideological difference for you to even fight over, say for, you know, emotions and sentiments that might want to kick in. They hobnob together. I'm always baffled when people at each other's jugular over political divides. But then, let's get to hear more people talk on this matter. We have one more story to go. Hello. Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, we're listening.
This is the comrade. I am a chief.
All right, come. Yeah?
Let me start from my answer and the federal government. If I should advise this government, whether they will take or not, the price of oil in the market now is over $100 a barrel, right? The excess fund coming from there, they should have everything. I use money from there, settle ASU. And let's settle this issue of ASU and the federal government strike, or no strike. Certainly it's once and for all. A lot of money is coming from that excess money, dollar. Now, talking about the weekend, let me tell you, if not weekend for now, I don't think there will be a PDP again. It is only weekend single-handedly protecting this party. I can remember when their convention, the wallet movies from River State. He fought. Does it convert or rally?
All right.
He's another one. So, this state governor and his deputy, they should not beat the finger that fed them.
They should not bite. All right. Thank you so much, Austin the Goodman. Let's see another caller.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome to the roundtable, sir. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Brady, calling from Area Road.
Let's talk.
Yes. See, this issue of this ASU and federal government is a simple thing. ASU cannot get all what they want, they get some what they want. They should move on. This thing is getting too long. Then the aspect of VK and the deputy government, I feel that with more of emotional intelligence, people want to manage themselves. Though the weekend on his own side, sometimes it can be excessive. You need to really watch it. You need to watch it in this country. Let me go and take a look at the words you use are not good. That's why politics is difficult. Because these are simple things that you could have resolved inside. Are you getting me? What is going on between APC and PDP? So if you want to really move on, there's no little difference. You just pray that these people can get their hearts together, these politicians put together, all of them. All of them are going to be like children. Sorry to say.
All right, thank you very much. Let's hear a bit of Mr. Shoaibo on this matter.
The follow-up governor compete the issue of PDP, I want to also thank the chairman for being firm and courageous. I thought our chairman was not a courageous one, but now I know he's a courageous one and firm. Chairman, well done. When Mr. Governor has spoken, the deputy is not supposed to speak, but I'm speaking on behalf of Donut. So, Mr. Governor, for Edo North, Edo South, Edo Central, I use the word the three senatorial, and flowing from what I know, my chairman in APC that we joined, follow you to PDP, Aslam Odizwa.
All right, we're still not getting the right ins that we wanted, so we're just going to let that rest for a bit as we continue to hear more of your thoughts and reaction. There are quite a number of stories that have been sent to us, but we might have to take a break quickly for the news in a bit. Let's hear this caller just before we go for the news. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Good evening.
Okay. So when you call, just introduce yourself, your name, your location, and then just continue your contribution, all right? You don't need to pause and wait for us to interject or respond. Hello?
Hello, King.
Welcome to the show, sir.
This is Baba calling. Are you hearing me?
Go ahead, Baba, we're listening.
My own is also on ASU and the federal government.